Voters in Yakima will elect their first Latino city council person today after a lawsuit brought by the ACLU forced the city to create a new electoral map. Even before the results come in, some residents of the new majority Latino districts feel that change is already underway. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
Francisco Reyes lives a block from the train tracks in a neighborhood that residents say has been neglected for too long. This street light was dark for a month and a half, he says. We kept calling and calling. Reyes says there are often people sleeping on the sidewalk outside his house. The calls to the police go unanswered for up to 2 hours. His son-in-law, Manuel Rodriguez, has lived here his whole life. And he says this year's candidates have already given him hope.
Because they came to our door, you know, to ask, you know, if we were going to vote and give us information. And that hasn't happened before.
This is the first election since a judge ruled earlier this year that Yakima's at-large system violated the Voting Rights Act and stifled the voice of the city's growing Latino population. Rodriguez is hoping to see fixed potholes and improved parks for neighborhood kids. But he says even the simple things, like having a city council person who speaks Spanish, will go a long way. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.